Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, let's get to the Pirates, because this is a five-alarm fire right now. I don't think I'm overdoing it. They're in a free fall. And when you look at the lineup, it's not like you say, oh, yeah, that guy will get going. This guy will get going. Will he? Who are we talking about here? Now, we get to the Jared Jones situation. He's going tonight. Over under 11 and a half pitches, Bob?
I'm going to go under.
Okay. He's only going to throw 10 and then get removed? So last week, he threw 59, was taken out of the game. We all know the story. Derek Shelton said afterward it was predetermined, which would naturally lead anyone of sound mind to come to the conclusion that the analytics people led by Ben Charrington were at the forefront of that. We're taking this guy out no matter what. Well, Charrington gets on his show yesterday right here on The Fan and was asked about the Jared Jones situation and who made that decision. And man, he delivered a brain breaker of an answer. Nelly?
In Jonesy's case, you know, he's had a pretty normal in quotes for a high school pitcher, you know, progression through the minor leagues. He's still young, and he's obviously doing really good things in the major leagues. That outing in New York was the first time in the major leagues that he's pitched on 4 days rest. He's done 4 days rest in the minor leagues, obviously, but it was the first time in the major leagues. And we just looked at, okay, he's in the major leagues. That means maybe every pitch is a little bit higher intensity. Everyone knows he's throwing hard. You know, he's got an aggressive style of pitching, which is exciting. So it was the first time he's going to pitch on 4 days rest. And the staff decided on their own that, you know, we're going to hold him a little bit short this time. And it's a long season, and we want Jared Jones to be part of this for the long season. I really respect their decision. It's not easy to do that in the middle of the game. You got a chance to win with a guy pitching as well as he was. I really respect that decision to have, you know, have some perspective that this is a long war we're fighting in 2024. And there's these individual daily battles that we're trying to win. But it is a big war, and we're trying to make decisions to do both. Win the smaller daily battles, but also win the war.
What? Hold on a second here. Hold on a second here. So if it was predetermined, first of all, who made the decision? All right, this isn't like Shelty's contract where we're not going to tell anybody about it, how long it is, you know, another secret kept from the ticket-buying public and the fan base. Who made this decision? And this guy's passing the buck on it? If it was merely presented to him beforehand, then it's his decision,
right?
Because he has veto power. But he just said, the staff decided on their own, we're going to hold them a little bit back a little bit tonight. Who? Shelty, the pitching coach? What does he mean, and why is he distancing himself from this decision that was predetermined?
Well, again,
this is unbelievable.
His answer should be one of two things. We collectively made the decision, meaning he was a part of it, or I told Shelton if he does that again, he's done because we have to win games this year. You know, when I was talking about this last week, when we were talking about this, Joe, somebody actually tweeted me that you two are idiots because you don't understand. They said next year is the year they're shooting to really go and try and win games. First of all, if that's the case, then just get rid of them all now. Because what do we do? Why are we wasting another a year of our time? But second of all, this is a year they're supposed to be making a push and surging and winning games.
And they said so.
And they've said so themselves.
He said they wanted to win more than 84 games. That was a quote from Charrington.
Yes, and if that's the case, okay, why is your manager giving away basically a game? I don't care that it's April. Why is he giving away a game and nobody seems to care?
But I don't believe him, do you?
I don't either.
I don't believe this was a staff decision. This was decided before the game.
It was decided before the game, and I think it was, you know, Charrington and all of his analytics, you know, guys, and there's no way that decision was made independent of Charrington. Zero chance.
Bingo. And therefore it was his decision. Even if it was just like and I don't believe this either. If it was Oscar Marine and Shelty and the analytics guys presenting to Charrington, hey, here's our case for this. First of all, it's a major organizational decision. If it's predetermined, we're going to take this kid and only pitch him five innings. That's a big deal to do that. But if they presented it to Charrington, he said, go ahead, do it. That's still his decision. If he merely knew about it in any way, shape, or form, he has veto power, therefore, ultimately, it's his decision.
Totally agree. And while I understand the logic of protecting younger players' arms, I get that. It's all over baseball. This does not fall into that category. This was a situation where exactly is predetermined? The pitch count, the amount of innings, the quality of his work. What is predetermined? 50 of his 59 pitches were strikes. He had in no way shown any sort of laboring whatsoever. He was on top of his game, and even if you are predetermining whatever you're predetermining, as a game moves forward, you see that, you know what, maybe we were wrong about this. Let's change our decision in flight. We can still do that.
Sure.
We can go inning by inning,
Bob,
after this.
Especially since the GM didn't make this decision. So we,
right.
Therefore, we have the power to change it.
And just say, he looks
right?
good. We thought 50 or whatever, five innings. But no, he did better than what we thought. So we're going to extend this based on an in-game decision. In other words,
right.
Change your opinion once you're in the game. You have the latitude to do that, and you don't have to strictly speak to metrics only here. This is a gut decision based on what you see from a guy.
And now we've moved beyond that, and I agree with everything you just said, to who made this decision and when was it made? I can't believe that Charrington didn't go on there and own it yesterday.
Well, here's the thing. The other part of it is, if it didn't come from above, let's say it didn't, which I think there's zero chances that it didn't come from above. Okay? If it didn't come from above, then why in the hell in the fifth inning didn't Derek Shelton just say, hey, he's rolling right now. Let's let him keep pitching.
That's what I said to Bob.
Yes, that's the point, though.
Hey, the GM's not ruling over this. We can do whatever we want.
We can do what we want because it's our decision.
Great column by Dejan Kovacevic today, crushing the Pirates. He says, upon bringing up this whole thing that Charrington said yesterday, he said, does Charrington think that we're supposed to entertain some fantasy scenario that for the first time in a half decade, a decision of that magnitude wouldn't have emanated from 115 Federal, or at the very least as part of a conversation with all concerned? Seriously, what was that? How did that even happen? And how's that supposed to engender so much as a smattering of confidence in the broader process at hand? What a joke. I agree with every syllable and half syllable that he wrote right there. That the very notion that the GM was sitting back, I respect their decision, the staff's decision. What? And Jason Mackey wrote about this as well in the Post-Gazette today. And he wrote that he was surprised as well to hear Charrington say that this was a coaching staff decision. Mackey also said, to his credit, Charrington added that he really respected their decision. How was that something to credit him for? What?
That makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, What? He really respected their decision. It wasn't their decision in the end. It was his, until I hear otherwise. Do you guys agree with that?
I mean, it was just ridiculous. I mean, there's what do you respect about it? I don't respect anything about it because, number one, he's passing the buck, isn't he?
Yes.
There's no way, in my opinion, that as the general manager, he's not aware.
Exactly.
Going into a game like that, what they're doing.
If Skeens is as good as this kid, we're all going to be happy. I would say that. So now imagine Skeens, Paul Skeens, the number one overall pick coming up here in a couple weeks. And in his first start, Shelty and Oscar Marin decide unilaterally he's only going four innings. Is Cherington going to go on his radio show and say, I really respected that decision. Nobody informed me what they were doing, but I'm okay with that. It's ludicrous, really, that any decision that is this big, involving this important of a commodity to the Pirates, Jared Jones, would be made with the general manager as nothing more than an observer. It's no more ridiculous than if it occurs with Skeens,
right,
which it won't.
Right. That's the thing. And the other part of it is, if the general manager is not interested in winning games right now,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Then why is he the general manager? Like, the thing that bothers me the most is sort of, this is another one of these, what I would say, general statements that they make that are sort of condescending in the way they approach it. But they also are trying to, like, always put this aura out there that, oh, you know, we're building something here. Winning and losing is not necessarily our top priority right now. They don't say it, but in a lot of, this is another one of these statements where they're trying to put it out there that, well, you know.
Just wait. You're going to have to wait a little longer.
We're smarter than all of you. We have a plan. It's working. You might not be able to see it. So if you're going to get caught up in the wins and the losses, which, you know what, as a fan who goes to a game and wants to pay money to go to a game, yeah, I would like to know that the home team is trying to win.
So would I. And I pay money to go to the games, by the way. That's how I go to PNC Park. I pay full price for tickets like anybody else, and I sit there in the crowd. And somebody should, maybe I should, write an open letter to Ben Cherington, say, Ben, you talked about like the long war here. There's no such thing when it comes to high-priced Pirates, like really high-priced guys, like maybe Jones and Skeens will be. You're not going to have them in about 4 to 5 years. Neither one of them, just so you know. So you better start winning some of these battles because that's all you're going to get out of them if you're still here.
Right.
If you're actually making decisions. What's next? Shelty sends Henry Davis to the minors? And Cherington says, I really respect Shelty's decision there to send him to the minors. Good call. Yeah, I don't have anything to do with it.
I think they do everything together. And this is the first time we've seen a decision that was made that apparently wasn't made, at least based on what Ben Cherington says, which I don't know if I believe, just because you have to be aware of that stuff. He has to know what's going on down there. This is a pitcher who is important, but he's on a roll. Keep the roll going. Why are you trying to stop it before it ends? You know, he's going to have a rough outing once in a while, and you have every reason at that point to say that's enough. This wasn't one of those. And quite frankly, this started their six-game losing streak.
Who made
this,
the call, Bob, in your opinion? When he says
I think it comes
the
from
staff,
the top. I think the
he said the staff
I think
made
bow,
this.
I think they bowed to the metrics people. If they're saying it's predetermined, it's because of their fear of something that may not happen. You know?
The staff decided on their own.
We're all conditioned to think that these guys, sorry, you cannot pitch an arm like, okay, well, when can you? When can you do this then? If you're so worried now, are you going to be worried 6 months from now or 8 months from now?
How about next year, six years from now when he's playing for the Yankees?
I just don't understand it. He's on a road, and there's no evidence to suggest that he should have been taken out other than your fear of what might happen.
That's one of the most incredible quotes I've ever seen from a GM in this town. And I'm not trying to overdo it here. The staff decided on their own, we're going to hold him back a little bit. Paul.
But again, this is the ultimate pass the buck. This is what what was the nickname we used to give Walt Harris? Because
not my fault.
Not
Walt.
My fault. Walt.
This is Narduzzi right. too.
Not my fault, Ben.
Yeah.
Because the reality of the situation is there's nobody with a brain that believes that's true. Honestly, well, maybe Mackey does, but there's nobody else that believes that's true.
Not my. I'm trying to think of a better nickname. Not my fault. Walt was I believe a Bob Smizek creation, as I remember.
Right. So that's my point, though. You know what I mean? My point with all of this is, if you are a guy who is at the top of the organization, and everybody under you apparently follows your philosophies and your thoughts, and
yes.
There's no way in the world that this decision was made without you knowing it, number one. And number two, it wasn't made without your overall philosophy in mind.
And even on the zero chance that they did make it independently, zero chance. And this is something that I respect about Tomlin when it comes to the draft and everything else. He'll look at you and say, put it on me. Put it on me. If you're the GM and Ben Cherington knows that his organization has been shredded since that Jared Jones thing, when you know all kinds of people are taking heat for this and getting absolutely ripped, you, as the leader of the organization, even if you had nothing to do with it, you step up and you say, that's on me. Anybody out there who wants to rip the Pirates for that, put it on me.
Right.
And this dude said the staff decided on their own, we're going to do this. I've never seen anything like it.
No, you always have to take it. That's just the way it works. And even if you don't believe it, you have to take it. You're the man in charge. Kyle Dubas did that the other day where he said, this whole season's on me.
Good example. Even if you don't believe him, right?
Yeah, there are things that I think went beyond his control sometimes. But, I mean, you're the man in top. You're responsible. Your name is the general manager, which means you have decisions on everything that go on with that organization.
And especially if you're surprised
that your manager or coaching staff has decided to do something that you weren't aware of, you'd have to ask her why. And if anything, I would have come out and said, well, just so you know, that was something we did not talk about. It happened. If you're gonna not take that philosophy that you just said, then come out and challenge it a little.
Yeah, that's what Paul said.
It's one or the other. You know,
either take every bullet there or you come out and say, great question. I was wondering myself what they were thinking, you know?
So he kind of went in the way.
You go the Jim Rutherford route.
Right.
That's the thing about it is you're the general manager. The buck stops with you.
Yeah. Especially when your own guys are getting, you know your guys are getting shredded.
Absolutely. Like to me, that's the other part of it. Let's go and play it the way that, he had absolutely no idea. Cherington had no idea this was going to happen. Okay? Wouldn't you take a bullet for your manager?
That's what I'm saying.
Wouldn't you?
That's what I'm
saying. If
you
were the general manager, wouldn't you take or at least take some of the bullet and say,
just to make it known that this is our decision, where nobody's above
we're
it.
All we in this together.
The Steelers do this all the time with their drafting. You don't know really who's doing
but
what.
But Tomlin always says,
what, in
he
those
always
situations.
Says, put that pick right. on me. Put it on me. Put it on me.
Right. That's the one thing. That's the one thing. Like I said, like to me, if you are Charrington in this case, you have to at least make us think or believe that you were somewhat a part of the decision. And then you can take the pressure off your manager, right? If it's an internal discussion where you say, listen, don't do that again, that's okay. But publicly just basically throwing your guy under the bus, hey, I had nothing to do with it. It's on him.
Hey, Ben, you
another
know,
example
when
of
Skeens
this,
comes up, we're just going to pitch him an inning, but you'll find out about that after we do it.
Getting away from pitching, these decisions that are forthcoming about Davis and or Cruz, it's not going to be made by one person in that dugout. It can't be. It has to be. It's the same concept here. You're dealing with young players who you have to develop, and if they're struggling developing or whatever the case, it does not go without the general manager knowing. Right. He knows everything.
But, and the fact that he has final veto power means that it's his decision. That's to me, that's the definition of you're the guy. And like Paul said, the buck stops with you. Really, it stops with Nutting, but I'm sure that there's some of these decisions that even he's not aware of.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.